There's rule. If one family says rude things against another family,
have to raise that if one family says bad things,
yes, against another family after having an argument,
yes,
we are told we should be kind and try to make friends, sulah, with them.
Yes.
But if they do not agree and keep on insulting this family, what actions can we take against them?
Well, the best action, as advised in the Holy Quran, is a serious attempt to reform things. And if you cannot reform, and if you are not given enough strength by Allah to hold your temperament, then if you kick back only to the extent that you are wrong, that will not be considered a crime by Allah. The Holy Quran, describing such situations, says, لا يحب الله الجهر بالسوء. Allah does not like foul language, loudly spoken foul language. Yet those who have been wronged, if they take their revenge only to the degree that they have been wronged, they are within their rights. Allah will not stop them, because Allah is so just. But Allah advises you that to avoid such situations. And the best way He has expressed His will, His wish to us, is by saying, La yuhibbullahu al-jahra bis-su'. As far as Allah goes, Allah doesn't like it. So permission to given to you is not because He likes this. Because if you must insist demanding your right, then Allah will give you your demand, your right. But Allah wouldn't like it still. But in certain situations, this is made incumbent upon prophets to indulge in strong language to give a taste to the opponents that this is how it hurts. Like the Holy Quran, for instance, has used strong language in some places. Utullun ba'da zalika zinim. That would not be considered, I mean, that would not be categorized with your question. So keep this very clear in your mind.